the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we had reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. In this part, Imam alayhi salam says, قَوِّ عَلَىٰ خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحِ Strengthen my limbs in your service. وَاشْدُدْ عَلَىٰ الْعَزِيمَةِ جَوَانِحِ Fortify my ribs in determination. وَهَبْ لِيَ الْجِدَّ فِي خَشْيَتِكَ Bestow upon me earnestness and in my fear of you and continuity in my being's joint to your service. والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك. Imam continues, حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين, so that I may move easily towards you in the battlefields of the foremost. وأسرع إليك في البارزين, hurry to you among the prominent. وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين, so that I desire fervently your proximity among the fervently desirous. وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين so that I will move near to you with the nearness of the sincere fear you with the fear of those who have conviction أخافك مخافة الموقنين and gather with the believers in your nearness وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين this accompanying the believers in the nearness of the Almighty Allah in hereafter, is something the prerequisites and the conditions of which must be met in this world. There are some prerequisites for these special blessings of the Almighty Allah. And as you were previously with us, we mentioned some of them in the previous episodes, like avoiding the company of people of weak faith, like avoiding eating doubtful meals and purifying the soul from vices. Also, we mentioned gluttony. Now, the last of these things we are going to mention is avoiding too much sleep. This is something that brings about dullness in worship and the death of humane spirit. This is something that we will look at in the light of the traditions after a short break.
My limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you. so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank, and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you, and urge eagerly to be near you, and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you, and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you, and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
It is narrated about excessive sleep from Imam Baqir alayhi salam that Prophet Moses ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam said to Allah, which of your servants do you show more enmity to? The Almighty answered him, jifatun bil layl battalun bin nahar, the one who is in bed like a dead person all night and spends his day uselessly. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also has stated that Solomon's mother told him, "Iyyaka wa kathrata an-nawmi bil-layl." Do not sleep much at nights. Tad'u ar-rajula faqiran yawm al-qiyamah, because it causes man to be resurrected in the hereafter barehanded. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has stated, بِئِسَ الْغَرِيمُ النَّوْمِ, sleeping is a bad enemy. يُفْنِي قَصِيرَ الْعُمُرِ, it wastes the short life. وَيُفَوِّتُ كَثِيرَ الْأَجْرِ, and eliminates great reward. So, by avoiding what Islam has forbidden, like unlawful food, vices, gluttony, and excessive sleep, one's limbs are granted the power to serve Allah. قَوِّ عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحِ. It is by this strength that the eyes would not see but the truth, and whatever Allah desires. The ears would hear nothing but the speech of the Almighty Allah. This is the heart of obedience. The hands would not perform but honest attempts. The stomach would not eat but lawful food. The lust would not be used but in lawful ways. And the feet would not go to anywhere but towards divine gatherings, divine mosques, places, holy shrines. In short, all human limbs, as well as his soul, move in the direction of worshipping Allah. حَتَّى أَسْرَحَ إِلَيْكَ فِي مَيَادِينِ السَّابِقِينَ, and serving his servants. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah.
just